Hello, and welcome to the Catholic News Update for Thursday, the 1st of December. The Australian Catholic bishops have expressed solidarity with the Coptic Christian community in Egypt. In recent months, sectarian violence has plagued the country. 2 months ago, 24 Coptic Christians were killed in clashes between the military and protesters. Of Egypt's 80 million people, around 10% are Christian, and extremist minority groups hostile to the Christians are gaining influence in the country. The Egyptian people are moving through a crucial election process after the downfall of the Mubarak government in February. However, Coptic Christians have been largely left out of the political process and are wary of how they might be treated under a new government. Extreme violence and persecution have been a daily reality for the Christian minority in Egypt for decades, and this has escalated over the past year. The bishops of Australia stand in solidarity with all people of goodwill in Egypt. They particularly remember those who continue to suffer violence and discrimination, and those who have lost family members. The bishops assure the Egyptian people of their continuing prayers as the election approaches. Former Prime Minister John Howard will give the occasional address at Campion College's graduation on Monday, the 12th of December. The ceremony will begin at 10 a.m. in the college grounds at Old Toongabie. Mass will be celebrated by the Bishop of Lismore, the Most Reverend Geoffrey Jarrett, before the conferral of degrees by the Chairman of the College Board, Mr. Joe De Bruin. This year's graduation is only the fourth since Campion enrolled its first students in 2006. About 30 students will receive their degrees. Campion College is Australia's first liberal arts college, founded on the American pattern, but independent and distinctly Australian. Campion College teaches a single cross-disciplinary Bachelor of Arts degree. The college president, Dr. David Daintree, said, "Our goal is to educate for life, not for a particular job." All Campion students study the four core subjects, history, literature, philosophy, and theology, and major in one. The Pope began a new series of catechesis that focus on prayer, specifically on the way Jesus prayed. During Wednesday's general audience, the Pope said prayer was a source of strength for Jesus. He also mentioned that prayer is first taught at home, in the family. Pope Benedict XVI said, "With his human heart, Jesus learned to pray from his mother and from the Jewish tradition. Yet the source of his prayer is his eternal communion with the Father as the incarnate Son. He shows us perfectly how to pray as children of the Heavenly Father." Speaking before roughly 5,500 people at the Vatican, the Pope said that prayer in a sense irrigated the life of Jesus by guiding him throughout the day. He added, "It's a perfect example of what people should try to do in their daily lives." Afterward, the Pope greeted a delegation that promotes the elimination of the death penalty. The group led by Sant' Egidio community is hoping to eliminate the death penalty on a global scale. Pope Benedict said, "I express my hope that your deliberations will encourage the political and legislative initiatives being promoted in a growing number of countries to eliminate the death penalty, and to continue the substantive progress made in conforming penal law both to the human dignity of prisoners and the effective maintenance of public order." The theme of that meeting was "No Justice Without Life." Among those in attendance was a state representative from Illinois. The state's governor recently signed a bill to repeal the death penalty. For many university students, the end of semester is a time to wind down. This won't be true for the 21 students from the University of Notre Dame Australia's School of Education, who will be gearing up to begin a charity project in Kenya. The students, together with 3 Notre Dame staff members, will be travelling to an internationally displaced persons camp at Nakuru. There, they will present a $16,000 cheque to the Aberdeer Rangers Primary School to fund the construction of a new classroom, and will spend 3 weeks working as volunteers at the school and an adjoining orphanage. Executive Director of So They Can and founder of the Aberdeer Rangers Primary School, Cassandra Treadwell, said Notre Dame is making a world of difference in the Kenyan community. Ms. Treadwell said, "I hope the students realize the importance of the role they are undertaking as educators, because teachers play a pivotal role in enabling children to aspire and achieve." as well as much-needed funds, the Notre Dame community donated material and clothes which would be given to the people living in the International Displaced Persons camps. Mr. Perkins said he had been inspired by Ms. Treadwell's humanitarian projects in the past and wanted to give students the opportunity to hear her story. And that's all for today's Catholic News Update. This is Natalie Ambrose reporting for Jason Rushton. God bless.